If you're not consistently putting out content, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, whatever your social platform, YouTube, that you're sharing with it too, you are invisible. Like, this is the world that we're in nowadays.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. We're leading a healthcare revolution by showing natural health and fitness experts how to become community influencers so they can build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, easily actionable expert branding and heart-centered marketing strategies so you can flood your practice with high-quality patients, building a healthier and happier community. And now your hosts, Angus Pike and Tony Rose.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Your Practice podcast. Tony and Angus here with you at the, what do you call that, a bench? I'm not sure, but here we are coming live. G'day, mate.
How are you doing, dude?
Yeah, really good.
Hectic driving here for you this morning.
It's a bit crazy. The rain coming down, the humidity's up, and for some reason it just brings out the stupid in drivers. But anyway, we're here.
We panic.
We are to talk all things content today.
Yes.
Very, very important. It's one of the, it's one of the sticking points that we get, isn't it, from our coaching clients and from those that are in practice wanting to have a bigger impact. It's like, how do I come up with content? Where do I come up with the ideas from? If I'm going to be putting out content, what do I say?
Yeah.
How do I do it?
There's some challenges too. So I want to start with this because here's why today's conversation is really important. If you're not consistently putting out content, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, whatever your social platform, YouTube, that you're sharing with there too, you are invisible. Like, this is the world that we're in nowadays. Don't blame me for it. I didn't start it. I wish I did there too. And by content, that's not just kind of posting and checking in, taking a photograph inside your practice. This is valuable and meaningful content that helps your prospective patients get a little bit closer to the goal they want. So there's a bit of a hint of what we're going to talk about today. So if you're not doing that, you're invisible. And if you're invisible, then you can't expect to have a predictable flow of people coming in to see you. This is how we get known. And if you want to know a way to differentiate yourself, then sharing really good, high-quality content is the best way to go towards it too, because not a lot of people are doing it great. So we're going to share a couple of frameworks today. There's two frameworks that we share actually inside our community influencer funnel as well. This is how we help people come up with really high-quality content. And in this next 30 minutes, our plan is to show you through two frameworks which will literally give you an infinite amount of content. Certainly at the very least, it'll give you enough avenues to come up with 52 pieces of content, a year's content
in
the next 30 minutes or so as well. So great content creation starts with this. The goal of our content is to help move our audience a step closer to the goal that they want, particularly the goal with regards to what you can help them with. Mm. So this begins, you have to be really clear about what the goal of your audience is, and we have to get really specific. So what I want you to focus on for this next 30 minutes as you're driving along or walking in the car or whatever you do.
Excellent. That's a tall car.
You're driving the dog in the car and walking the dog anyway. I think you know what I'm saying. Whatever you're doing, operating heavy machinery, which I shouldn't be allowed to do at the moment. I've just finished a really busy 5 hours adjusting people, and clearly my brain hasn't come back on board just yet too. So I want you to focus on one specific person. And we've talked about in the past, all great communication, community outreach begins with focusing on a particular audience there as well. So the first framework we're going to talk about is a before to after framework. Time.
As Angus just said, knowing who this content is for is critical. And it's because we need to know who it is very, very specifically, because we need to know what their concerns are, what's life like for them before they've interacted with you. And then we need to know what life is going to be like after they've interacted with you or you've helped them along their journey. And this is where we're going to take people. So we need to get super, super specific to then know what are the steps that are going to be needed to be taken. What do you need to teach them? What do you need to show them? What do you need to introduce them to get them from this before state to this after state? Or sometimes we refer to it as sad Tony to happy Tony.
Yeah.
What are the steps that Tony needs to take to get there? And that's what we're going to deliver in this content that we'll talk through.
Mm.
So let's get into the nitty-gritties of it.
So the best way to think You've probably seen this patient before, and I want you to imagine that you're sitting knee to knee with them and you've just taken an incredibly thorough history. You know what their fears and frustrations are. So the example we might share here today is Corinne, who's one of the avatars that we have for my chiropractic practice. So Corinne is in her early 30s. She's married. She works in IT, and she's had a long history of lower back pain and sciatica. She loves going to the gym. Not only is that a great stress outlet for her as well, but she just kind of enjoys the buzz of exercising. Now, because of the difficulties that she's had with her low back, particularly of recent, she's not getting to the gym anymore, so she doesn't have that stress outlet. She's noticing her performance at work going downhill. She notices also, because of the pain that she's having, she's not sleeping through the night. It's really starting to affect her relationship with her husband. She wants to have kids one day. She doesn't have kids at the moment, but she's now thinking, man, if my back is like this now, what is it going to be like when I have kids? Am I going to be able to get pregnant? And if I do get pregnant, what is my pregnancy like? What is my birth or the birth likely to be like? She's tried everything. Now, we've all had these patients beforehand. She hasn't been to a chiropractor yet, but she's tried just about everything else. She's a bit of a greenie. She doesn't want to take drugs. She's scared to death of the thought of surgery with her back as well. So we start to get a bit of a picture here of who Corinne is. Now, you've taken your history. Now, maybe it's not someone like Corinne. Maybe you like dealing with, you know, helping mums through pregnancy. Maybe it's young families. Maybe it's people with digestive issues. Once we understand what life is like for Corinne beforehand, what I want you to imagine next is, what is the best possible outcome for Corinne? You know, if we go, whether it be 12 months or 24 months down the track, what would be an ideal outcome for Corinne? Now, obviously, you know, the back pain and the sciatica is gone. She's back at the gym,
full of energy,
busting with energy. Now, because of this energy too, things are going fabulous for her at work. So she's got a promotion.
Her relationship with her husband is a whole lot better. She can see a vision of having children, having a family effortlessly, easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's taken up new sports. There's so much she's looking forward to.
Yeah. So if you were sitting down with your person, the first thing you need to do, and gang, there's something really important actually writing this down. It activates a different part of our brain. It stimulates even greater levels of empathy and compassion. This is really what this first framework about, is about winding up that empathy and compassion, putting ourselves into the life of what this person is like. And then what I want you to think about is, if you were to sit down with this person knee to knee, and you were to then share, in our case, all the doctor stuff, you know, wherever you are, you're a personal trainer listening to this, a dentist listening to this, a naturopath, a Chinese med practitioner, you go, if I wanted to guarantee Corinne had the very best outcomes, the very, very best outcomes, what are all the things I would want to coach and support Corinne through? Now, obviously, you know, as a chiropractor, I'm going to want to check her spine and get her adjusted, but there's a whole bunch of things outside of that. So I'm going to do little things like, we'll start to list them off. I'm going to talk to Corinne about her work environment. You know, I really love encouraging our practice members to use a standing work desk, but not just a standing work desk. I want a variable height ones, because they're going to need to, you know, be sitting and standing sometimes. I'm going to talk to her about how to transition her way into that. I'm also going to talk to her about her posture when she's at home, sitting at home, perhaps watching the television. I'm going to talk to her about her sleeping postures, what sort of bed she's going to choose, what sort of pillow, should she sleep on her side, should she sleep on her back there as well. I'm going to talk to her about her exercise habits that she's doing. You know, is she doing things that she shouldn't be doing? You know, perhaps she's at the gym, loves a spin class, but when she's in that forward flex position through there too, that's just irritating her low back, putting more pressure on the discs. So I'm going to talk to her about what kind of exercises that she's going to be doing. Perhaps I'm going to drive her more towards some yoga, but not just any kind of yoga. I want her doing a yin yoga, long stretch classes there too. We're going to have a whole conversation around inflammation and where inflammation comes from, particularly the dietary drives towards inflammation. So we're going to talk about what foods drive inflammation, what foods are anti-inflammatory. We're going to talk about supplementation as well. We're going to talk about hydration. We're then going to have a whole big conversation around stress management. I'm, you know, 20 years of practice, the relationship between stress and particularly chronic pain is clearer for me now than ever. And if we can't dial down that stress in Corinne's situation, the chance of us providing an environment for her body to heal and repair are minimized. What else? Have we missed anything?
I think that's just about maybe resting.
Rest.
You did mention pillows.
Meditation.
Meditation, head stuff.
Whatever place we're going to get into that as well. Now, as I'm going through this, and what I'm hoping you're seeing when you're going to sit down and listen through this again, and again, I've got handouts that I've prepared for you this as well, which will be at adiomedia.com/content, C-O-N-T-E-N-T. So you can download these frameworks. I've put those together too. Then I've got all of those things that I'm going to go through there. These are all the steps that I would want Corinne to go through. Then I want you to think about what kind of content might be best for that. So what's an example?
What's the best medium to deliver this content to? Or is it video? Is it an audio program or podcast? Is it a written word in a blog post? Is it a checklist? Is it a cheat sheet? Is it an infographic? There's so many different ways that these messages can be put across to Corinne. And one thing to really keep in mind, gang, is knowing who Corinne is, you'll know where she hangs out. You'll know what type of information, what style is best for her. If she's a younger person, she's more likely to be on Instagram and looking at video versus an older person who's going to want to read something more. So we need to know where's the best spot to put the information and deliver it to Corinne. But hopefully you get just in the last couple of minutes, you've got the idea. There is a truckload of ideas that we can teach Corinne, and there is a truckload of different mediums with which we can deliver that message or those messages to her. We love video. Video is fantastic. We all love watching video. But it is just one way. Yeah. There are a lot of other ways that you can have your information out.
Across the board, video is more well received. And once you kind of get the hang of it, it's actually easier to produce as well.
Quicker.
And for some pieces of content, it's just necessary. So if I'm wanting to talk with Corinne, for instance, about, I want to take her through a morning routine where she stretches and balances her low back, for me to share that same kind of information in a blog post, to write it out and then to
describe, take photos of you doing stuff.
Yeah, really tricky. Or I can shoot a 60-second video that just says something. Hey, Dr. Angus here from Life Chiropractic in Port Melbourne. If you're suffering from low back pain and sciatica, let me share my quick 10-minute morning routine that will help to balance your pelvis, take some tension out of your low back, help you start the day the right way. And then I might share three exercises. Now, the other mistake that people make when they're wanting to create content is they try and create too much or share too much in one piece. So, if I'm going to share, I might just say, hey, listen, this is one of the exercises that I really love to share. And then I could perhaps direct Corinne to a longer video that goes through all three of them. But don't feel like, we shot a video here recently where we talked about the four pillars of sitting. You know, if people are going to sit at work each day, how can they do it as healthy as possible? So I shot that whole video. But then on Instagram, I broke that down to each of the four steps. So I got four pieces of content, we'll call it the one long video and four short out of that one piece of content. Now, particularly with things like Instagram, our videos then need to be kind of less than 60 seconds. It's that bite-sized piece of information that I can use to engage with Corinne, let her get to know me before having to dive in. And then, of course, at the end of each of those videos, I'll say, hey, listen, to watch the entire video, I direct them over to the website. But some of your content might be really great as like a checklist, for instance. So if I'm talking about inflammation and I'm saying, listen, these are the preservatives and these are the additives that tend to really drive inflammation. They tend to have these numbers or look like this. And what I've actually got here is a supermarket checklist. So head on over to the website, download that checklist. Next time you're at the supermarket, make sure you have that in your handbag, in your purse. And as you're going around, if you're not sure about what's going on, or save this as an image on your phone. So an actual checklist is actually better there because you can look at it quickly, get that information. A video on that situation is not the best medium. So how can you work out what's the information that I'm sharing? You know, we have, some postural exercises that we suggest all our desk workers do. And we also have a way for them to set up their desk. And again, that's a handout for them. They print out and they pin that to their desk. Again, I don't want Corinne to have to press play, find that video, watch it each time. So I've got two mediums. Yes, I'm showing through the exercises in a video, but we also have that as a printable download as well. So again, here's what we've done. We've identified Corinne in her before phase. We've got really clear about, this is where we get stuck sometimes because most of the time we'll go, look, yeah, she's got low back pain and sciatica, so that just sucks because she's in pain. We don't stop and identify all the other areas of her life that it's impacting her.
What's it stopping her doing?
Yeah.
Who's it stopping her being?
Because then we can create content that makes Corinne feel like, man, Dr. Tony just knows me. You know, it's such a noisy environment nowadays. If your content is to break through the noise, it needs to feel like it's made for one person, okay? And it is. That's what we started off. This is made, in this case here, for women with low back pain and sciatica that are not just looking for that quick fix. There's plenty of these people out there. There's loads of them. And by creating content like this, you're very quickly positioning yourself as the expert.
Absolutely. And it's that, you know, by narrowing it, it's going to call that person out. But do you think a 43-year-old man who's got chronic low back pain is also going to be interested in this? Well, of course he is.
Yeah.
But it's been specifically made for Corinne. And we need to keep that in mind. It's not letting everyone else not be able to see it or not be able to be engaged with it. But it's really going to call out to Corinne.
I was listening to another podcast, Really Clever Marketer, this morning, and she was talking about, she does a lot of kind of public speaking. And it wasn't until she authentically came back to herself, tried to be her, and started speaking to the 5% of the audience that were her target market, that things really changed for her.
Yep.
Originally, she said with her presentation, she tried to appeal to everybody. You know, I was talking to all different people in different ways. And she said, no one ever came up to me in the end. Mm. I didn't get any new business out of it. She said, that's not why I was doing it. But it made no difference. She said, when I came back and I became authentically me and I shared my magic with my, that's when things turned around. I thought it's great advice for us here as well. One, narrow the audience that you're talking to, but be you inside of that as well. Authenticity is one of the biggest things that's missing in our social media platforms. And it is so incredibly attractive. Remember that we were watching the girl who does the crazy dancing on the camera the other day too? That was just her.
Magnetic.
Yeah. So when we're authentic ourselves, so that's what needs to kind of underpin ourselves there too. My favorite framework, all of this is explained in detail in the handouts there too. So audiomedia.com/content. Now, our second framework as well, if that hasn't given you bucket loads of content, we break it down in another way. And we actually call this one our more less lifestyle framework. So explain that one.
Pretty simple. As natural health practitioners, you know, we're often frustrated by the intervention offered by the medical model, which is fantastic for emergency care, but pretty lousy for lifestyle related, which is 98% of who we see in practice. And so this framework allows us to deliver content that really, you know, what we think is it's actually solving people's problems. It's actually getting to the cause of their problem, which is all around lifestyle. Mm. They got shitty health because of shitty lifestyle. Mm. And if we can deliver the information, in which really it comes down to maybe four categories, five maybe. Mm. One, you know, it's how we're eating or fueling our body. It's how we're moving our body. It's how we're resting our body. It's our mental state or stress levels. Those four factors, start working on those, getting someone moving forward in their journey, and you're going to, you know, solve most people's problems, aren't you? Or certainly at least help them on their journey. And then the fifth one being profession-specific information. Like as a chiropractor, there's certain things that are specific to a chiropractor. As a naturopath, certain things that are specific, etc. So we sort of break it into those five categories and deliver the information through them.
If you think about all those things that I, because this is just another way to go about it, all those pieces of advice that I shared with Corinne beforehand, the other way I go, okay, great, let's break it down to all the movement things that I want Corinne doing. Where do I want her moving more? I want her moving more at work. I want to look at the movement that she's doing at her gym. We talked about those things. What do I want her doing less of? And I put that kind of sitting sedentary side into less. You know, the movement side of things, I would also put kind of postural stuff in there.
And different types of movement.
Yeah.
Global movement and specific movement.
Yeah. So go through all the things in terms of move. What do they need to do more of? What do they need to do less of? And then we've got this idea of eating. Now, we talked about inflammation. What do I want Corinne eating more of? What do I want Corinne eating less of? Break that down into that too. You know, we this think or mental stress, again, more of, less of, rest, more of, less of. So this framework here, and again, when you download the sheet there too, you'll notice that we've got down the left-hand side, we've got those pillars there. I mean, that's basically what, you know, where health comes from. Mm. It's how we eat, move, rest, and think. Now, that doesn't make a difference whether you be a medical doctor, a chiropractor, whether you be an osteopath, a Chinese, but that's it. They're the pillars, they're the foundations of health. And that's, You know, these chronic diseases that we have nowadays are the result of lifestyle, you know, that's not up for debate. And nobody else looks at it, or not nobody, very few people look at it the way we do as allied or alternate, because whether it's a benefit or not, we can't just drug and numb these people. Thank goodness we've chosen not to go down that path. We've chosen to take the more important path, which is let's give people the foundation of where health comes from. So that more or less, that lifestyle is another great way also. Sit yourself down, imagine the person in front of you, and then start to nut these things out.
Yeah, and I think I want to retouch on an important point that you mentioned before, which was that you don't have to give everything away in each piece of content. So your video, we all have a routine of stretches or a routine of strengthening exercises. There might be six strengthening exercises that you just think, you know what, it doesn't matter who you are, you just need to be doing these to maintain a healthy body or a healthy spine. Well, give two and then another two and then another two. Like, there's three or four bits of content that you can deliver with those same six exercises. Or, if you're a naturopath and you think, look, everyone just should have magnesium, vitamin D and fish oil. Do one video on the importance of vitamin D, one video or blog post on the importance of fish oil, etc. Break it down. Make it easy for yourself to have a huge amount of content. It's one thing that we're often told by chiropractors or natural health practitioners is that you're everywhere. You're in my news feed, you're on YouTube, you're... Yes, we break our content down and deliver it in a way that's short, bite-sized pieces of information, easily digestible, and you have that appearance of being everywhere.
But here's an example. Let's pick magnesium, okay? So if that's six, if you're going to make a, you know, they need to have more magnesium. So you're going to shoot a video that just says, look, here's why you should be having more magnesium. Here's what it does to your body's ability to function properly. Here's what it does to stress. Here's what it does to digestive system. Here's what it does to your immune system. So in that video, it's all about why you should be having magnesium. Next video, hey, today's video, I'm going to be talking. We spoke about magnesium last time. If you wonder, are you better off to have it in powdered form or tablet form? Let's talk about the pluses and minuses of each of those. Then the third video should be, listen, if you're out there looking to buy magnesium, let's talk about the things that you should be looking at for a high quality magnesium. So here's three videos, three pieces of content that we've created all around magnesium.
And there's more. I mean, target audience is athletes, you go, why is it good for recovery? Magnesium and recovery. Yeah. Or magnesium and sporting injuries. Or, you could just keep going.
Yeah. So sometimes we underestimate just how much we know. There's a tremendous amount of information that we have inside of there. Little bites. Our attention span, unfortunately, and mine included, is right down. I find myself...
Sorry, what are you saying?
Yeah. I go and watch a... You're not a big movie watcher, but I go to the cinema to watch a movie. Like, if there's a down moment, I want to check my phone and say what's... I'm like, dude, take a breath. So we are used to this fast-paced world. Your audience is wanting content from you, and it's okay for it to be 30 to 60-second content. Now, as your relationships build with people, you'll be able to direct them to some longer content. Mm. And there are rooms, like now that you're listening, room four, as you're listening to this too, you know, this will be a 30-minute podcast. Mm. But as we build a relationship, as we earn the right to have your time for 30 minutes... You know, but starting off with somebody unknown can be tricky to have that much going.
And you and I both know that we listen to podcasts at 1.5 or maybe even 2x speed for that exact factor. And there's people listening to this right now. And if I talk really fast, it'd be really annoying if they're doing it at twice the speed. But
maybe we should just talk really,
really slow. So that whole idea of getting as much information as possible in as short a time as possible. So don't make a 1-minute video 2 minutes. Frustrating. Make it 1 minute if it needs to be 1 minute, or make it 4 minutes if it needs to be 4 minutes. But make the same with a blog post. If it needs to be 1,000 words, make it 1,000 words. But if you could say the same thing in 250 words, make it 250 words. That's what people want. Is they want the information that's going to help them solve their problem as quickly as possible, and have you as the expert and the authority for them. And you're the go-to person in their community. And that's what it is all about.
So I want to talk now a little bit about the quality of the content that you should be sharing. So the quality of the content that you're sharing is a direct reflection of your practice. And it's also going to be a direct reflection of what I can expect when I'm coming in to see you. Clinical skills. So if, you know, you're putting together a blog post, it's full of spelling mistakes. It looks rushed. there's no graphic design elements to it, then I'm going to rightly expect that when I come into you that your care is rushed, it's unprofessional. So I want you to take some time in around this. Now, this doesn't mean, because the videos, it is okay for you to get your phone out, your iPhone, whatever your mobile device is, pop it up, do a selfie here and shoot your video. But let's not have it full of ums and ahs, lots of noise in the background that's poorly lit there as well. I can't see what's going on. It's distracted. So we're not about making Academy Award winning movies. We're not about having to put together graphic design that's, whatever extent that, but we want to take some time with regards to this. And again, this has never been easier than it is right now with the sites like Fiverr that you can go to. So, you know, if you want to get a lovely little kind of flyer done up of what exercises that they should be doing, then, you know, simple as this, take some photographs of yourself doing those exercises, find somebody over in Fiverr. You'll get something like that done up for $50, if not less. You know, they'll do these up for you as well. Find out how to put together a proper video. So look back through our podcasts. You know, we have a 5-part framework that teaches the structure of a video, whether it be a 30-second video or whether it be a 3-hour video. There's a structure that it needs to go through that keeps it engaging and takes somebody on that journey. And then also you'll find, too, we've got so much free content that'll teach you through, you know, how to get better quality stuff. And if you want more support, that, again,
come and join the community influencer.
Yeah, inside of that, we have a network of like-minded practitioners inside that too that all work together to kind of help you achieve these results. But you need to take some time to think about producing high quality content. It's where we miss the mark a little bit
we do live by a saying of done is better than perfect, and couple that with the good video or blog that you do make will definitely outperform the perfect one that you don't make. But it's got to be good. We're not saying the shit one you produce will outperform. It's the good one. But it doesn't have to be perfect. It does not have to be perfect, but it has to be of good quality.
Yeah, and that's easier to do than what you might think, okay? You've got, we just stick with video for a moment. You have the equipment that you need to do this. If you've got a mobile phone that's, you know, 3 years old or newer, then that's it. You know, the quality of the film that you can get from that is terrific. Choose a quiet environment. Make sure that your lighting is good. The lighting on our phones is not great. So make sure you're in a nice well-lit area. The best is a big window with lots of light coming through there too, is to work on. So in summary, those two frameworks.
Two frameworks. We've got the before and after framework, which is taking someone on that journey and teaching them all the steps necessary to go from sad Tony to happy Tony on whatever the journey is that they are going on and whatever your area of expertise is and in that area. And then the second framework, I've got a mental blank on the name of it. It's called the more or less framework. There you go. I got it. The more or less framework, which is delivering it in those 4 or 5 categories of what people should be doing more of and what they should be doing less of to achieve the goal that they want to get or have the problem solved that they've got.
Yeah. So for many of you who are sitting here listening to this or watching us at the moment, there'll be a huge aha for you and you go, great, there's my avenue towards making endless content. If you need a little bit more help with that, then head on over, download those two frameworks, a couple of PDFs. So here's an example here. It makes sense for us. Again, we've got video content of us sharing this, but we've also got some PDFs that will kind of help you through that journey as well. And that'll be over at audiomedia.com/content is where you'll find that also.
So get to it. If you want more support with that and join a community of like-minded people, come and join Community Influencer. That'd be good as well.
Yep.
audiomedia.com/CI. Another link for you.
Is where you'll find that too. But gang, as always, thanks so much for all that you do. Now, if you haven't already, we'd really appreciate it if you'd pop on over to iTunes or wherever you're listening to this and subscribe.
Yep.
If you haven't.
On Spotify as well now.
We're on
Very
Spotify.
Very exciting.
Too. Give us a star rating and let us know what your feedback is as well. So if you've got suggestions for topics that we would you'd like us covering, then reach out to us on one of the social media pipelines and we'd love to keep on creating great content for you. Anything else?
Over and out.
See you, gang. Take care. Bye.